Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Our Place, episode 560.
Our Place, where anything can happen and probably will. Hi all and welcome to Our Place with me, Steve.
And me, Angie.
How you all doing? I think we're okay, aren't we?
I think so.
Yeah.
Just about. Yeah, no, we're fine, I think.
Different recorder this week. I'm on the LSP4. So excuse me if you get handling noise, because the LSP4 is very prone to handling noise. My LS100, which is the one I normally record on, has gone weird.
It's gone really strange. It's been screwy for ages, though.
Yes, it has. Yeah.
It's just a bit unresponsive. It needs formatting, possibly. I don't know.
Probably does, yeah.
It needs some sort of resetting, anyway.
Yeah. But, however, here we are. So we are podcasting.
just about.
What is it, 2-3 weeks ago?
Oh, I can't remember. But since then, we've been out with your dad, I think.
Yep, we went out for a pint. That was just a pint.
Yeah.
At a Pig and Whistle.
We've been to Wetherspoon. I don't know if we've been to Wetherspoon since or before, possibly. It seems a while. There's been loads of exhibitions.
No, I think Wetherspoon's was before,
was
actually.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah,
You've been to several exhibitions.
Yep, including Sight Village London.
And... yes, that was the first lot.
Yeah,
That you went to.
Yeah.
And
we've been to Cambridge for a networking meeting, but all kinds of things happened.
All sorts, which we can go into. Especially and the really busy week, which was just the week.
Yeah.
Prior to this week.
Yeah. Hard to do it chronologically, though. Really.
Well, it is, because there's nothing stood out, so I haven't made any notes. Nothing has stood out.
No. No. I went to Sight Village London, as I say, and I want to mention that I saw some very interesting glasses. One pair was called Smart Reader, and that's from... They're all from a company called Angel Eyes, or Next VPU is the actual name of the company. And their website isn't that great. There is an English link to it, but it's not a particularly accessible website, but they have glasses called the Smart Reader and the Explorer or Smart Navigator, which is the one to me that was really interesting, because it was telling me as I was walking whether there's people in front of me or to the left or to the right. It was vibrating the side of my head that was clear to walk, so if it was clear on my right, it was vibrating the right side of my head, and if it's clear on the left, it was vibrating the left, and all kinds of things like that. And then when it was seeing text, it was OCRing and reading it. So like street signs and things like that. So really interesting pair of glasses. Saw those. Probably more of those later. I shall probably find out more of those later. But I saw those. And the Smart Reader was kind of like Orcam reads, in that it reads, you know, as you... It automatically reads. There's no... setting to turn off the automatic reading like there is in Orcam, but with the Smart Reader, it automatically reads when you look at text, but it does guide you, which Orcam doesn't. It does guide you and tells you to move the document to the right or to the left and various things like that. So that's really quite useful. So I saw all that at Sight Village.
Yeah, and you saw the thing, what do they call it, the desk reader, the one you said I'd like.
That's fascinating. Yeah, the desktop reader, but I only saw a prototype of it. So it was, if you imagine, it was like a torch, about 6 inches long, I guess, and it telescoped in on itself. So you put it on the desk and you kind of lift it, like a bit like a wireless aerial wand, if you imagine that.
Oh.
And it comes up, and there's a camera on the top of it, and you put the device in the middle of the piece of paper or the book, and then you take a picture and it reads.
But then how does it read the print it's covering in the middle of the book?
Well, you tend to put it between the two pages of the book. So You actually put it in the spine, if you like.
Oh, right.
It's clever. It's very, very clever.
So it wouldn't be so good on a letter then?
It what? Well, it would have been, I think, yes.
Because if you put it in the middle, it's going to cover some text, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that I'm not exactly sure of, because as I say, it was only in prototype.
But be a bit different, yeah.
The point about it is it was pocket size. You know, you could put it in a pocket or a bag very easily. You know,
take it anywhere with you, really. Yeah.
Yeah, you could do that. That was really quite good. And so I saw all that. What else?
Well, that was that exhibition. Then you, that was the beginning of November, wasn't it? Then we had a week of not much. Oh, I think you still had an exhibition somewhere you went, even that week.
Yeah, yeah, I can't remember where.
The week. Canterbury, one of them was Canterbury.
One we went to Canterbury, yeah.
I don't know when that was, really. And then the week of coming up to where Friday was the 15th. I can't remember the beginning of the week, but that particular week leading up to that, it was a busy old week, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because from Wednesday you went to Sunderland to do an exhibition Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday night you had to come back, and then Friday morning we all drove off to Hereford to go and meet another group of, small group in Hereford to do some demos.
Yep. And then we stayed away.
We
actually stayed for the weekend away to see Angie's family.
Yeah, we went to the Rose and Crown again.
Yeah.
There we saw some flooded fields and flooded, Emma said, saying that. Debbie said flooded houses she saw.
Yeah.
But that wasn't near us, but there was, they said there was a field across from where we were staying that was flooded. And on the first night, they had to close the restaurant early for people to get home.
Yeah.
So they closed it at 8 instead of quarter to 9, I think.
Yeah.
It was the kitchen, sorry, not the restaurant.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that early, really. It was quarters of an hour. But we had a nice early, you could get in and have, we had ours, went in at 6:30.
Yeah.
To have ours.
Yeah.
And my sister and my brother came next day.
And then they came.
In fact, we went off to bed. Was it Friday night we went early?
Yeah, we went off to bed early Friday night.
We went to sleep, and all we seemed to need it, didn't we?
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seemed to be. It seemed to do me a power of good anyway.
And then Saturday they came to the hotel kind of mid morning, really.
They did, yeah. And we all sat and had a chat. And they went away, and we went. It wasn't nice weather for going out and about, really. It wasn't.
No.
And as I say.
So then they came back in the evening,
We went upstairs in the afternoon, didn't we?
Yeah.
All of us.
Yeah.
I don't know what Debbie did, but we watched some programs we downloaded from Sky Q.
Yeah, and I had stomach trouble, didn't I?
You had a bit of stomach trouble.
Yeah.
Which and wasn't very clever.
Wasn't very nice.
Now, when we came back Saturday night, they came to the Saturday night again. Yeah, they came to join us. They didn't come for dinner. They came to join us.
Yeah, for later. A drink.
Well, Sheila and John did, and a friend of John.
Yeah.
John being my nephew and a friend of his. They all came
and
sat with us for the evening.
Yeah.
Then we went to bed and heard the last of the programs we'd downloaded, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was nice.
Yeah.
Actually, I think Friday night we had a program before we went to sleep as
I
well.
I think we did, yeah.
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 So we heard all the programs we brought with us.
Yeah.
We only brought 4.
Yeah. We heard them all.
Mm. It was nice. It was very relaxing. And then, of course, Sunday we all had dinner together, all 7 of us, me and my sister, my nephew, my brother and his wife, and then me, you and Debbie.
Yeah.
We all had a Sunday dinner, Sunday roast.
Yep. That was nice.
And then we cleared off and came home.
We came home. But getting back to Friday, well, I remember it. I was sorry to miss David and Ginny.
Yes.
We heard that David had a virus. I hope you're better, David.
I hope so now.
Because I know David does listen.
Yeah.
I hope you're better, David. And, you know, we were sorry to miss you on Friday at Hereford. You would have met Angie again. That's a rare occurrence.
Maybe that's why he didn't
it's
come.
Like,
yeah. Just joking.
Yeah. Rare occurrence that was.
Yes. They were such a nice group. I sort of thought, yeah, I'd like to join them. I can't. I live too far away. But they have this meeting once a month, don't they?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do they have different companies coming?
I think so, yeah.
I don't know if they do that every month, different companies, but they all meet up, don't they?
Yeah.
And there's not many of them. It's quite...
No, but it was...
Well, there wasn't many of them. There were others that didn't turn up.
But it was nice. It was... Yeah. But... it was really pleasant. So then we got... Sorry, I got to go back because I'd forgotten about that. So I went back there. So we came home Sunday. And this week, other than Wednesday... No, Wednesday and Thursday, yeah. So Wednesday, I went to set up a laptop for a customer called Lisa and her mum Jane. And it was nice to meet those two and Lisa sang a song, which I shall put on the podcast next week. I recorded only with my phone, though, because I couldn't find my P4. In fact, I know now that it was in the car because this bag was in the car, which is why I said I'd put it in the small bag in future. You know, and so Lisa sang me a song, which I'll let her introduce next week when I've had time to edit it. And she did tell me I can put it on the podcast, so that's fine. And we set up a laptop for Lisa and her mum, and it's Lisa's laptop. And so yeah, that was Wednesday. And on Thursday, I went to a business networking breakfast in Cambridge. And that was very nice. I spoke to a lot of very switched on people about apps and APIs and image search and all kinds of things, you know, because I was interested in smart glasses and I demonstrated some. We demonstrated CyberEyes, the headset, and we demonstrated Orcam. And so gave him an idea of what can be done with smart glasses and so on. Yeah, so that was all good as well. Other than that, that's it for my week.
Well, mine's been much... I mean, when you've been away, I've not done anything special, have I?
No.
I've been watching Our Planet on Netflix, if anyone's watched that. What did you? I haven't come to the end of it yet. It's very interesting, somewhat disturbing, I suppose I would say. I'm not the first person to have said that. There is hope, though, because you do hear about where things have improved because of habitat and how people have made, you know, and I know that for as well from listening to other podcasts. People have reintroduced things or made the habitat that they'll come back.
No spoilers, please.
Well, no. well, I don't know. I don't know how many people would...
Well, I haven't seen it yet.
No, you haven't, but you get the idea of what it's all about.
So not too many spoilers.
No, okay. Well, no, not... But it is... it's very. Yeah. I haven't come to the end of it yet.
No.
I don't know how many episodes it's in. I've had five of them.
You said six this morning.
I said I've had five. I'm on episode six.
Oh, okay.
I'm sure it's six. I'm on.
Yeah.
Got to.
Yeah.
Then listening to podcasts and all the usual stuff, really. I mean, I haven't done anything, you know, other than the normal phone answering and stuff like that, really.
Mm.
Nothing special while you were away. And but you've been away an awful lot.
Yeah.
This next week is going to be the same.
Yeah.
Well, two nights again, which we can talk about when you've done it.
Yep.
Obviously.
Yeah. Yeah, we certainly will.
We can talk about that as soon as we've done that, yeah.
Anything else?
I can't think of anything else we need to talk about, can you?
No, I can't. This probably will be a short one.
Yeah, well, we started a bit later, so...
Yeah, so it will be quite a short one this week. As I say, things conspired against me. I was trying to put my bets on, because I put football bets on, don't I, Angie?
Yeah.
I was putting my accumulators on, things like that. And Sky Bet is hard sometimes to find things to you know, the list of both teams to score and things like that. But I found it, and I was a little bit late. And then LS 100 was playing up.
It's been playing up, as I say, for a while.
And none of the buttons seem to work at the moment, so I think I'm going to need sighted help with that and do a reset on it. So we'll see about that. But the P4 isn't bad for recording at all.
Well, no, it's still my favourite.
Which, what is?
The P4. For smallness.
Oh, yeah.
And it does exactly what I want. Like, it keeps me place. And it's, you know, if I want to listen back and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't think it would keep me place if I recorded something else, though, would it?
No. No, it doesn't.
But, you know, as far as it does, it's small and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so... and I think it's almost as good as the LS100 for actual sound quality recording. Mm. I think the mics are not bad at all. So, anyway, judge for yourselves.
And how many of you, I know some people do, out of curiosity, because people have been talking about it on one of the lists I'm on, use things like the Q6 and 7 or what from Zoom and the Q, I can't remember what the first one was that we heard of, or other ways of recording from your iPhone. Or your Android, even.
Well, my Android records in stereo. Yours anyway, does, yes. So I don't need to attach any
people,
mics.
Some people like to do that anyway, don't they? Attach mics, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just nosy. Nosy if any of you do.
Yeah.
And how do you find the apps that you're using?
Yeah.
Because it's the easiest way to take... I mean, the strings and... You see, I don't know that... You can't do a nice audio recording in stereo on your iPhone, as far as I know, can you? Just as it is.
Apparently, with the new, you see, this is the weird thing about iPhones. With the new iPhones, like the iPhone 11, they record video in stereo,
video and the,
but
so
not
does,
audio.
So does the 10R.
Yeah,
and all
yeah,
that data,
but not
yeah.
audio.
Not audio, no. No. I think that'd be brilliant.
Yeah.
Because you've always got, well, I've always got a phone, and if you hear something when you're out,
yeah,
I've always got that.
Yeah.
I might have forgot to take a recorder, and sometimes you hear something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know you can record it, but you want a nice, a good... I could get the video on and do it that way, I suppose, and keep it out. So I don't know how easy that is to...
Well, it looks pretty accessible,
isn't it? The sound out of it. I don't know, videoing's easy. I've done that before.
Yeah.
But I'm just interested in getting the sound.
Have you videoed on the 10R?
No, it was a previous.
I'd like to hear the sound.
Oh, well, we can do that.
The recording of the 10R.
We can easily go and do that anytime.
Because it does record in stereo, doesn't it?
If I wanted to record something somewhere where I'd only got that, and I wanted to do it for the podcast, I'd need to just get the sound out of it.
Yeah.
And I don't know how you get the sound out of it.
Yeah.
See what I mean?
Yes.
Anybody know? Anybody tried it? Just
what do you mean,
it?
Get the sound out?
Well, all you need is sound. You don't need the video. So you've got to strip it or convert
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. I know how to do that. You can do that. You can bring videos into Reaper.
Oh, right.
And then you can save the sound out to MP3 and you know, Wave and whatever you want to do.
All you need for the podcast is MP3, isn't it? You need one too.
You can, yeah.
Or you could do it to Wave, actually, and then it will leave it as it is, and then
that's
you can
right.
put it down, don't
That's
you?
Right, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you can easily do that in Reaper. I can pull video into Reaper.
I don't know what all the trouble is with the new iPhones, though, getting the video off the Pros and things like that.
Can you upload video to Dropbox? Things like that.
I did, because do you remember you heard my video about the piano? I saved it. It's only a small video, that, though.
Yeah.
So you could.
Try and do a video on the 10R and then upload it to...
Yeah, I'll have to do that. Maybe I'll do that when you're away, just as an experiment.
Be interesting, wouldn't it?
We'll put the sound on the podcast, shall we?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Because I don't care about the video side.
Yeah, and I won't normalise it either, so we'll all hear
what it's like.
Actually what it sounds like.
But I don't know, there is problems, isn't there, with the newer phones, getting the videos off. Something,
yeah, that's why I
don't
wonder.
Know the ins and outs of why is it such a problem.
I don't know.
It's something that they've got to convert it to, is it, when they get them off?
I don't know, to be honest.
To put them on YouTube.
I don't know enough about it to talk sensibly about
some
it.
Some people have had trouble, the Pixel isn't giving the same person any problem. Well, I don't know if they're doing it with a Pixel yet, actually, possibly not yet. So, but that's why you went for a Pixel, wasn't it?
Yeah. Anyway,
but it's interesting as to why is all this hassle.
Don't know.
No.
Anyway,
yes, it'll be an interesting one.
Yeah. Anyway, do it. If you can upload a video to Dropbox.
Well, I have in the past, but it was only a small one.
And I'll see if I can then get the sound out of it using Reaper.
Yeah.
You know, so I should be able to.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Okay.
All right. That's okay. That was just a little What's it? And if this gives anybody any thoughts, what have they done with their phones?
Yeah, yeah.
Be it iPhone or Android or whatever it is, you know?
Yeah.
I know I can record on voice memos.
Yeah.
I do know that.
Yeah.
I haven't tried it with this phone.
It's only mono, though.
It's mono, but you can have lossless or compressed, whatever that is. And I've set it to lossless, whatever that's supposed to do.
Well, that's exactly it, and it'd probably be wave.
Would it, or would it be AIF?
I don't know. I don't know. Till you do it, I can't tell you.
No, I'll have to do that as well.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can do that. We can.
Yeah.
Okay. Do some experiments.
There you go.
When I get a minute. When you're away, I'm usually even busier.
Anyway, I think that's it, really, isn't it?
Yes, I think it is.
Apart from anything else, I'm getting hungry.
Yeah. Shut up.
So I think that's going to do it, because I think we're just sort of rambling now, aren't we?
We are rambling, yes.
So I think we're going to do it for this week. And as I say, next week I'll have Lisa's little song ready.
Yes, we'll do that.
That you hear. And she's a very good singer, as it goes.
I won't guarantee next week, though, in case we get a visitor.
I should say next time. Yeah.
If we don't, I think we could try and plan this for next week.
Yeah, we will. Yeah.
Because I don't mind coming back each week. It's just when there's nothing to put on, there's nothing to put on.
That's right. That's right. But we've got something at least.
And we don't do enough things to put on.
No.
So.
Because we're not out and about so much now, are we?
If I've managed to do any of my experimentation, we've put that on.
Yeah. Okay.
I'll try with the voice memos. I know Carla's done it with voice memos, hasn't she?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was M4A, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
But I haven't tried it lately, you know.
Try it lossless as well.
Well, I set it to that.
Yeah. Okay, then. So, with that, I'm going to say... Well, I'm not going to say cheerio yet, because I need to tell you that you can write to our place at comproom.co.uk if you want to give any feedback. And, of course, you can go to www.ourplace-podcast.info to get all the information you want about the podcast, how you can subscribe to it, how you can listen over the telephone, thanks to Talking Newspaper Services, and, of course, so on. So, with that, I will say cheerio.
Bye from me.
And, of course, we will see you next time.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.